Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds. This is Nick. How can I help you?
Nick, this is Chuck. I'm calling from Dunbar Jewelers in Redding, Connecticut.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Well, I have a customer looking for about a carat and a quarter to a carat and a half. My budget is under five, okay? And I'm looking for a right around DEF color, SI1 or better. If it's an SI1, it has to be a decent SI1.
Okay.
But because of the price, we want to stay with probably an SI1.
We're talking about rounds?
No, I'm sorry, oval.
Oh, an oval. All right.
Yeah, I didn't say that in the beginning. I do apologize.
No, you're good. I think I was just looking at these, so I think I have one that's perfect. excuse me.
I very minimal bow tie, nicely cut stone.
Yeah, you got it. Let me look here. 120 to 180. Oval.
No, 120 to 150, because my budget's under five.
Yeah, no, I got you. There we go. Look at this. I'm just drawing down here. DEF. Oh, wow. Okay, I have a 125, 1 1/4 on the nose, ESI 1, 4844. I'm looking at it right now. No bow tie.
You're looking at the stone or the or
I'm looking at the picture of it. Yeah, no bow tie.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Polish is very good. Symmetry is excellent. No fluorescence. 4844. I wasn't sure if I was going to find something that was like that. Let me try to get you. Let me see if I have a
VS. What's the diameter of the stone? What's the diameter?
Well, it's 8.44 by 606.
Sounds like it might be decent.
What do you mean? It's it's a 1.4:1 ratio. So I mean, it's where you want to be at on an oval. We don't buy them much less than that or much over that. That's the area that you want to be at. I'm trying to see if I have a good VS option for you. I'm seeing a 121D VS1 for 6,500, so it's over your budget. And that's, yeah, I mean, I think this is going to be your best shot there. It doesn't look like I get any closer to 150 without you know, lowering color or clarity. I can send this for tomorrow, or for Monday, rather, shipping for free. When's the customer coming in?
Tuesday.
What else are you showing them?
I wanted to show them about three of them.
Yeah.
Maybe two more. What I did do is, I want to let you know, I got a couple in from somebody else. I got a carat 20. It was absolutely gorgeous stone. It was a DSI1. Absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it just flashed light like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
But the girdle had a natural on there, and it almost looked like a chip, but it wasn't a chip. So I declined on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I could have closed the sale. That's how he was really going to buy it until we saw that.
I have a 120 DSI1 that looks fantastic, and it's in your price range. Let me look.
Okay, it's a DSI1.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Wow. Yeah, no bow tie. Eye clean, obviously 100%. 8.57 by 5.83 by 3.59.
Could I put you on hold for 1 second, Nick, please?
Yeah, I would send you this and then 125. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on, please.
Yep.
Nick, I just wanted to pull up the tier 20 that I had.
Yeah.
And I just want to see the diameter on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the diameter of the tier 20 that you have that's a DSI one?
Let me see here. When you say diameter, you're looking for the, let me see here.
The length of width. Length
yeah.
Of width.
Okay. Yeah, you got it. 8.57 by 5.83.
8.57
yep.
By what?
By 5.83.
Okay. Does it look kind of long and thin, or is that a good one?
No, that's a good one. So that's a 1.47 to 1 ratio, so it's a little bit longer than normal,
mm-hmm.
but it's
It looks more like an oval, is what you would say.
Well, yeah, it is an oval, right? Yeah, it looks like
You know how the 8.44 by 606, do you like that cut better than the 8.57 by 5.82?
8.44. Are you talking about the other one that I was talking about?
Yeah, the Carat 25.
Yeah. So it's a preference thing, right? The customers come in, they have a picture in their head. It's like saying, you know, what's your favorite color? Blue. Which color? Blue, right? Everyone's got an ideal shade of blue. Everyone has an ideal
yeah.
shape of an oval. I have two of these 120 DSI ones. The other one is 8.25 by 5.97. I find that customers prefer the ones that are a little bit longer than the ones that are a little bit squattier. But that's just me.
All right. What's the prices of those three?
So the first one that we talked about is $48.44, and then the second
yeah.
two are $4,800 each.
Okay, you still do 2%?
2% within 10 days.
Okay. All right. Can you send me all three for Monday?
They're not going to let me send all three. I could send two. You got to tell me which one, which oval you want to go with, the one that's 8.25 millimeters or the one that's 8.57 millimeters?
That's a tough call. I don't know. I don't know how. Can you send me the pictures of them or something?
Yeah, I'll send both of them.
I think that's one of the reasons why we end up – I got four stones in front of me from another diamond dealer, and,
yeah.
you know, I'll send them back the next day. But that's the problem with you guys is I can only get, like, two, you know.
Well, it's Christmas time. So I let me try to get approval to send all three. And but if I send all three, will you just show mine?
I know I have a Carat 51. I can't promise that. If yours beats it, absolutely. He almost pulled the trigger on this Carat 20.
Yeah.
DSI 1. It was really nice. The cut was spectacular, except it had some inclusions right on the girdle that broke the surface, and that's why he didn't pull the trigger on it. He liked that better than the Carat 51.
What were the
Carat 51 that costs.
Sorry, what are the measurements on that one? Did you never end up telling me?
The DSM one?
Yeah.
The measurements that you have are better. It was 806 by 5.85. So,
okay, so hold on.
So I'm thinking the 825.
Yeah.
825 by 597 I think is going to be perfect. That's what I think.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So that's 1.37 to 1 ratio. So that's my DSI one is the almost the exact same ratio. The second one, the
yeah,
one that's
8.25 by 5.97, right?
Yeah, that's the one. He's going to love that.
I think you're right. I think that's the one. I think the 8.57 by 5. It's almost like a carat and a half stone.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm thinking it might have. What's the table on that one, the carat 20? The 8.57 by 5.82.
It's 6163.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. What's the table on the Carat 20, 8.25 by 5.97?
56.61. So I was going
okay.
table and depth. 56 table,
okay.
61 depth.
Okay. And what's the Carat 25 ESI one?
Carat 25 ESI one is table 64, depth is 62.
Okay, so it's a little bit bigger. So that's going to have a bigger space on there. That's not going to look as brilliant as that Carat 20. That Carat 20 is going to outshine that, I think.
All right. Yeah. I mean, if one helps sell the other, that's great.
All right. So the Carrot 20, I want to see that one for sure.
Yeah.
Nick, tell me what else you have that I think. I think he might end up going for that Carrot 20, but he did want something a little bit larger. But
talk to me about your 150 option. Talk to me about your 150 option.
The 150 option, I have an ESI 2. It's 8.62 by 6.34. It's really, really pretty, but not as bright as the Carrot 20. It's really pretty, but it's also an SI 2. So DEF, he would go down as low as an F, okay?
Yeah.
And an SI 2 is good as long as it's a decent SI 2.
Okay, I understand. You know,
but
no.
He almost pulled the trigger on the Carrot 51 because the Carrot 20 didn't look as good, but he said, you know, can you bring in some other ones?
Yeah, so I have a 150 FSI 2 for 5850. Is that over budget? Are we okay with that?
Yeah, it's definitely over budget. I got to be about 52.
52.
Yeah, 52 is max. That's max budget. That's what the Carrot 51 ESI 2 is. It's a nice stone. It's not a bad stone.
Yeah, but what did he not like about it?
He wanted to see some more because the Carrot 20 was more brilliant than the Carrot 51.
So he's a diamond guy. So he
showed him.
Yeah, so he likes pretty diamonds. That's good. I would go smaller with better quality, you know?
Well, let me tell you what was happening.
Yeah.
The Carrot 20 DSI 1, it was better color and better clarity. But every time you moved, you had flashes of light.
Mm-hmm.
It just sparkled. It just danced. I guess that's a good way. It just kept dancing, all right? And it just would not stop. The Carrot 51 danced, but it would stop, okay? If that makes any sense?
Yeah, it does. It totally does.
Okay. So if you have a diamond that's a Carrot 20 that is just dancing and just breathing fire, then I'll sell that one.
I love that. Yeah, let me get you those two options that we talked about, and I'll try to see if I can get approval on the third
one. Let's talk about the Carrot 25, okay?
Yeah.
The Carrot 25 ESM1 is 8.44 by 6.06.
Yeah.
What didn't I like about it? It has a 64 table. Do you have something with a little bit of a smaller table that may be a Carrot and a quarter?
Let me see here.
Even if you have to go down to an F, F is fine.
Yeah, so I'm looking one. So, I mean, so I have an SI2 that's a 130E SI2. It's got a 59 table, 62 depth. It's $44.53 is the price.
It's what? How much?
$4,453.
$44.53.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And
what's the diameter on that one?
Well, check this out. So it's the same length as your 150. So it's 8.63 by 6.17 by 3.83.
Okay, so it's a little bit more shallow. Well, how big is that table?
It's 59.
Oh, it's 59 table?
Yeah.
Okay. How are we on the bow ties, though?
No bow tie.
No bow tie at all?
I mean, there's, like, a tiny bit, right? But, like, no major bow tie to speak of. I'm not seeing anything in here in the image. I haven't, like, looked at this one right in front of me because we just bought this. We just brought it back from overseas, so...
Now, can you see the inclusions? Now, with the picture that you're looking at, is it magnified? Can you tell me the inclusions on there?
Yeah, let me look at it.
I don't mean to spend a ton of time with you on the phone. I don't.
No, you're fine.
Time, but I want to get in something I could absolutely sell.
Yeah. So that's why I'm sending you a couple of options. I think that this one is great. Let's look at some other options, too, to see if I have something else. Carrot and a quarter, we were talking about that one. You didn't like that the table was a little bit big on that. I have another carrot. It's a Carrot 23E SI2. And table 62 on that one. Let's look at it, see what it looks like. This one... Yeah, this one I don't see any, there's no bow tie to speak of on this one at all. So So I probably could go with this one over the other. But like I said, the other one is facing up like a Carrot 50. So now this guy doesn't seem like he cares about size as much as he does about the quality of it, right?
Yeah, he's looking for the brilliance on it. I mean, you really want the brilliance. I think the Carrot 20, 825 by 597, I think that might be the winner.
Yeah.
But I'm just not sure. I just want to show him a couple of other ones to go with it, just a couple saleable ones.
Oh, wait.
I don't.
Wait a second. This is the one. This is the one right here, right? So a 129 D SI1. Table 61, depth is 62. It's almost 9 millimeters, this stone. $5,160.
How much?
$5,160.
Well, what's the diameter? What's
8.9 by 6.3. So it's a little bit more slender. I'm not sure if that's something that your customer likes. It's been a very popular look all year. So I'm trying to get, the option. I can't believe we're still talking about options that are within your parameters. Like this, I have them all. I have so many ovals right now. It's amazing. So I'm gonna quick put this the DSI one aside. The one that is. The ratio that we like.
The 825 by 597?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
The Carrot 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, put that one aside. I definitely want to see that one.
Where are you? Since I put, come on, Nick, where are you? I think I might have done that already. Let's go back. Yeah, okay, thank God. I was like, no, it disappeared. Someone put it on memo. It was me. I did it. We'll do that, and then I don't know. So I don't know if I want to do another like an SI2 because it seems like that's the quality that he's maybe seeing in that 150 that he doesn't like. There's like a dead spot in there or something,
Yeah, he wasn't loving the SI2 as much as he loved the SI1. But basically it was the brilliance. I mean, it was the cut. The cut was beautiful. I mean, it was absolutely just, it just breathed fire. It's just a bummer.
So this, the 125 ESI1 is one I want to send also because it is,
with
the
64 table?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's all the qualities that you like. I know the table's a little bit bigger than what you like, but it has the right ratio, it's the right color, it's the right clarity. It's something that he might like. 64 table isn't ridiculous. It's just what quality you're saying when it has the larger table percentage,
When you have the larger table percentage, you don't get as much brilliance out of it.
Okay.
You just see this flat spot on the top,
Okay.
So that's I don't like that 64 table. That's the only thing that's turning me off on that one.
Okay.
The Carrot 30 with the 59 table, the only bummer about that is it's an SI2. I like the price, the diameter is the same as a Carrot 51.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like right there, almost.
Yeah. Well,
it's a little bit longer.
Yeah. But it's still a 1.4:1 ratio. It's not bigger than that. It's like 1.39. So I think I think that one would be a good one to look at. And then I'll try to find one more option after we get off the phone. I'm going to call my diamond buyer in New York and see if there's something that fits all the qualities that we have already discussed here. So you know?
Well, you're kind of nailing it for me right now.
Yeah.
So you probably don't have to. Let's just see what else you have. So far we have a carat 20,
yeah.
8.25 by 5.97. I want to see that one, okay? I'm thinking about the carat 30. Sounds intriguing to me because you said there's no bow tie or very little bow tie. It has a pretty cool diameter on there. It's an E color. Depends on how good it has. Only has a 59 table, so you're gonna be. It's gonna be a bright stone.
Yeah.
The only concern I have is how good of an SI2 is it? Is there any? Can you look at that SI2 to see if the inclusions are underneath the table? Where are they? Or how big they are? Or are they spread out? How?
Yeah.
Some
so,
SI2s are like borderline I1. Some SI2s are borderline SI1.
Yeah, so let me see here. What are they? So I don't see any, like, black. Like, I don't see any black briquet in the table or anything like that. It looks like mostly white crystals and in the underside of the stone. So I'm looking at the lab report. I could send you the lab report if you wanted. But this is something that, and the picture of it I have is not as great. So I know how we buy. And we buy SI2s that look like SI1s. We buy SI1s that look like VS2s, you know? The reason that we try to buy sharp like that is because we have lifetime trade. And we want to sell diamonds that we don't mind buying back. So, like I said, based off of the information that I have, it looks great. Based off of the picture that I have, I don't see any major inclusions that you're going to see with your eye, you know? I know what you're talking about SI2s that look like I1s. I don't have any of those. We're not good at selling them. You know, it just is what it is. Would I rather have a SI1 than that? Yeah, but, you know, we sold it or it's out. And I got to be DEF here. So, I don't see anything else that's going to be better than that. The only other option I had is, yeah, there's no other option that's as nice as that one. He's probably going to go with the DSI one, you know, but at least we have this option to show also. And I don't know how it's going to come off to him in person. If I'm being honest, right? I just don't. So I think that this hit checks enough of the boxes that we show it to him. You know, I ship for free. I got the other option that's perfect. You know, and
all right, let's do the carat 30, the carat 20.
Yeah.
And then if you want to put one more in there, maybe the carat 25. If you feel that I should show this carat 25, if you feel
yeah.
adamant about it, you feel it's gorgeous, then do those three, 120, 125, and 130.
Yeah, let me do it. When you said he's coming in on Tuesday?
Yeah, you don't have a carat and a half option for him, though, or a carat 46 or something like that. Do you have one of those options?
Not unless I could dip in color because I'm looking. Let's see here. I have an ISI2 for 5,200. You know what I mean? I don't have anything that's falling underneath that pricing. Not that's in stock right now. You know what I mean? You know, because those would be the bargain stones. Yeah.
All right, let's run with this carat 20, carat 25, and a carat 30, and I'll show him these three, and he's already looked at the carat 51 I'm holding for him.
Yeah.
And we'll see which one wins.
Yeah, all right, cool, man. Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it a lot.
And send me, along with the diamond, send me your card so I could just get your extension on there, okay?
Yeah, you got it, man.
I will tell you, I sometimes I'm getting, I've been loyal. We used to do a lot of business with RDI.
Yeah.
You had a sales, I don't remember her name, but she was wonderful. She left
yeah.
and somebody else took over and she sucked.
Sometimes that happens. I'm so sorry.
Her, but
no, you're good.
She wasn't that good. And I think we've had this diamond deal. I've been doing business with him for 20 years, and he's fantastic. And a little bit more and more, and then when RDI kind of faded from us, we started doing a bit more in business. So I'm loyal to him. He's always done well for us, and So one time I was getting some diamonds in from him, and but I didn't have everything I needed, so I wanted to get a couple more because a lot of times I like to show three or four diamonds. That's what customers want to see, not just two. If you just give them two, sometimes you don't close it. If you give them three or four, you don't have to have them come back because
yeah.
now you're hitting all angles. All right?
Yep.
So I got two from – I think it was like two from you guys and two from him. And so I ended up selling one of his, and I said to one of the other diamond dealers sold, and she said, well, if I'd known you were getting diamonds from somebody else, I would not have sent them to you. You know?
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It
was pretty rude. And so I just didn't like doing business, so I stopped calling you guys.
I got that.
I do like you guys. You guys are a little bit more expensive sometimes before the 2% than the other guy, but... and he never charges for shipping. He even picks them up. He even sends a call tag to pick them up. And he's
okay.
just wonderful. He's very good to do business with. I really like it. But we're starting to get to the point where I might need a second option.
Okay.
And hopefully that would be you.
Why is that? What's happening there? Just doesn't always have
companies.
Oh,
he
God.
He changed companies, and I'm liking it, but I'm not loving it, if that
yeah.
makes sense.
No, I get it.
Okay.
So it's like, hey, I like you, but your inventory isn't as good as it used to be.
Exactly. And Nick, I will tell you, I'm a picky guy to please, okay?
Yeah.
And why am I so picky? Because my customers are worth it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I'm with
okay.
you on that.
And
so,
I'm going to tell you one very quick story. I had this guy that came over here. I was buying he had 100 diamonds, 100, literally 100, okay? And I wanted to buy maybe about 15 to 20. And so he sat here, and I wanted a 1-carat diamond. And out of all the 1-carat diamonds, all of them were 6.25, 6.3 millimeters, and I want 6.5 on a 1-carat diamond round. That's how I am. That's who I am. Okay? And he was furious because I wanted 6.5 millimeters. I only found a couple that were 6.5 millimeters and then the clarity that I wanted. And he was furious, and he said, why? Why are you like that? Why? Everybody buys 6.3 millimeters. Why are you wanting to buy 6.5 millimeters? And I looked at him and I said, because our customers are worth it. And that's how I feel.
Yeah, no, I definitely get it. I definitely understand that. This was on a 1-carat or 1-carat round? I missed that part.
Yeah, it was a 1-carat round. I like a
yeah.
6.5 millimeters, so...
I
want 6.5 millimeter. I want the table where I want. I want a triple X on. I want no fluorescence or faint fluorescence. That's how I am.
Yeah. No, good. I mean, yeah, get them everything that they're, you know, they're not making this purchase, you know, twice, five times a year. They're doing this once a lifetime, you know, if they're lucky, right?
Exactly.
So
if
you want it to be right. No, absolutely. Thank you for taking the time to explain that to me. It's important to me to know where everybody operates and the reason they do it, right? So that's awesome. I'm gonna actually go upstairs.
The other thing that would frustrate me is if I
yeah.
say, look, I want a DEF, like you listened. You said DEF, and that's where you stayed.
Yeah.
I don't like to deviate from where I ask. Okay?
Yeah.
Because I've already went over all this with my customer, and I'm basing this based on what he wants.
Yeah.
Not what I want. Not what I want to sell.
No, I understand. Yeah. No, absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I'm actually going to go upstairs and take a look and put eyes on these myself before sending them out. So,
okay.
And I just sent an email while we were talking to see if, you know, to get approval for the third option. I don't see it being an issue, especially after, you know, we kind of had a heart-to-heart here. Hey, this is why I haven't been calling you guys. I'd like to be calling you again. This is why I need three options. You know, it's not just going to sit in my safe for no reason. You know, you're bringing them in. To make sure that, hey, I don't have to have my customer come in again. He's going to buy one of these options. Let's do it, you know?
Perfect.
All right.
Excellent. So I will have at least two, possibly three on Monday, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And
okay.
Monday morning's okay?
Yeah, Monday morning, Monday afternoon. He's not coming until Tuesday. So
okay.
whatever's cheaper for you guys to ship it, because you're shipping today, which is Saturday, you're shipping today, and you're not
yeah.
charging me to ship it.
Yeah.
So whatever's easier for you guys, okay?
No problem. 435 Hartford
right,
Turnpike. 435 Hartford
yep,
Turnpike.
Connecticut.
You got it. All right, thanks, man.
Connecticut.
All right, bye.
Thank you, Nick. Bye-bye.